a short ceremony. In fact, it only takes about 20 minutes.
I hereby declare on oath.
But for two dozen children, this ceremony in Ventura County is a life-changing event. It's the day they'll always remember, the day they became American citizens.
Congratulations. Welcome to the United States.
10-year-old Daniela and 12-year-old Fernando Magaño of Santa Paula have big grins as they hold on tightly to the brand new certificates of citizenship they just received.
So amazing being citizens, because now you get to do what normal citizens, normal people that were born here get to do.
You're holding that certificate. You're proud of it. It's like a trophy.
Yes, I feel proud. And when I become older, I could help build the future of this amazing country.
The Channel Islands National Park Visitor Center at Ventura Harbor hosted the ceremony. National Park Superintendent Russell Gallipo.
The national parks are really a fabric of America, and now we have some new fabric.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Roland Lyons with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services says children originally from 14 other countries became U.S. citizens at this ceremony.
Their parents all had to go through the naturalization process. They had to apply for naturalization. They had to learn about the history and government of the United States, study 100 questions so that they could answer at least six of them correctly. They're asked 10 questions at the interview. And they come in for an in-person interview and they get asked a whole bunch of questions about travel out of the country, their good moral character, their allegiance to the United States. And they are then scheduled to take the oath of allegiance. They come to a naturalization ceremony. If the child is under the age of 18 and is already a lawful permanent resident, at the moment that their parents take the oath, the child is automatically a U.S. citizen.
But they have special ceremonies for the children. Lyons says for those with the federal agency, this is one of the happiest days of the year.
This is the best part of my job. Love being part of these citizenship ceremonies. Everybody's really happy and celebrating together. And it really is the culmination of so much hard work that everyone has gone through just to even come to this country, set up a new life, and go through the entire naturalization process.
Malia Matthews of Ventura was beaming as she took the oath today as her mother, father, and brother watched. She was born in Cambodia, but the 15-year-old has lived in the United States for virtually all of her life.
I'm very proud to be an American right now, and I love my family. And I was shocked that I had this today. I didn't know this was happening, and they're like, hey, you got a ceremony, so very proud.
Just as proud are Malia's parents, Debbie and Keith Matthews.
This is very exciting. You know, we got her from Cambodia back when she was 8 months old. So here we are today at 15, and it's all official now. She is an American citizen, so it's just kind of come to fruition, the whole process. So we're really proud and very excited.
When you have someone like her in your life and you go through this, it keeps you grounded in what this is all about, where people would take it for granted and not even know that all this goes on and all this happens.
For the land of the free.
The 24 children and teens taking part in this ceremony now have the rights of any U.S. citizen, which includes voting when they're old enough. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.